can email them.
Okay, you can tell.
Okay, thank you. Hi, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm going to preface my presentation with just one quick thing. These glasses are brand new to me, so I might fumble with them a bit. I need them to read certain things, so I'm adjusting, and I'm sure glasses wears. Understand what I'm going through. As far as a handout, I didn't prepare any handouts today. Seattle's eco-friendly, but I can email anyone a presentation. I do have leftover handouts from Dr. Masavel's presentation. She's the PI on this project, and she was unable to make it today. And having nothing to consent or to disclose, I'll move on. I'm here today to present on Project Reach and edutainment, if you've seen in the book. Project Reach is part of the NIH CTSC, or in Cleveland we call it the CTSC. Nationally they're known as the CTSA. They're granted to medical schools. It stands for the Clinical Translation of Science Award. There's 12 of them nationally. The main purpose of the CTSCs are to make sure that clinical findings and clinical research is bilateral between communities, and that we have more representative samples in clinical research, that the populations that are used in clinical trials actually mirror that populations that actually reside in the United States. So under the CTSC, I'm in the community engagement component. There's the community engagement practice-based research networks, again, working with small clinics to help them facilitate clinical trials. There's also a cultural and linguistic competency component of this grant, and then Project Reach. This is a 5-year project. It's in northeastern Ohio, which is a really interesting place, and more specifically Cleveland, Ohio. Those of you who know anything about the Midwest or Rust Belt cities know that Cleveland's, again, deindustrialized and one of the most depressed places in our nation, was ranked poorest city in America for years 2004, and then again, I want to say in 2006. Please don't quote me on the 2006. Okay, so Project Reach. It stands for Research Engagement and Education for Community Health. As I said before, the PI and the director on this project is Dr. Masavel, the co-director, Teleandre Thomas, and then myself. So the project's platform, the CTSC in general, is to reduce this divide and to make clinical findings more relevant. So this project in particular is trying to set the foundation in Cleveland to have a community-based participatory research project. Those of you who know about this method or approach of research know that partnership is essential and key, but you can't walk into a community and just determine that you're going to have this community-based project. So to set the stage, the project's attempting to partner with community organizations and establish a number of, this is the way the grant was written, bi-directional research dialogues, which I'll get to, we changed, and jointly conduct a research project. This is moving into the CBPR so that we can collectively reduce health disparities in Cleveland. First identify and then reduce. So for year one, this past year, we were in two neighborhoods, a predominantly African-American or black neighborhood and a predominantly Latino neighborhood. I just want to acknowledge our partners quickly. Moving on. And the approach that we used, I'm going to tell you a bunch more about what we originally called dialogues, and we call them community conversations later on, but we used edutainment. So just by show of hands, has anyone heard of edutainment? Okay, so some in the audience. Edutainment is similar to other approaches, theater of the oppressed, forum theater, health education, action, other methods that are out there, and comes from a lot of Boal's work and Paulo Freire in Brazil. Using theater to empower folks, it builds upon indigenous or tacit knowledge that people already possess, in this case with community health. It transcends language and literacy boundaries. Many times we were in black and Latino neighborhoods, and not everyone speaks Spanish. And translation can only do so much, but through moving and action, you can get the gist of the story. We also use this for a bridge for relationship building, tapping into local arts as well as community partners. And we trained in this project local residents as actors. These are some of the cultural challenges that we had. Looking to partner with different theater groups in Ohio, we noticed that they were professional actors. Some came from affluent backgrounds, and they really didn't match the communities that we were working in. They didn't look like me or the people that live there, if that makes sense to folks in the room. So we said, you know, this isn't going to work. And going upon the capacity building model, we talked to folks that we knew in the community and said, do you know anyone that is interested in acting and might want to learn this new approach? And partnered with a playback theater group to teach, in this case, local youth. There was a acting group of youth that were interested in learning a new style. And they're like, research? Sure, whatever. We'll do research. As long as we can act and we get paid, cool. So we ended up training youth from the community. Not myself, I'm not an actor, but an acting group, the playback theater group. So the community conversations, where we employed edutainment. So you heard the term bidirectional, or it was bilateral dialogue, fact-finding dialogue sessions was the way that we wrote in the grant. And I don't know anyone that actually talks like that. So early on we said, we're not going to enter anywhere calling it this bidirectional dialogue. What are we doing? What is the point of what we're doing? We're talking about research in a community setting, at an organization. It's really just a conversation. Just trying to learn where people are, what they think the salient issues are, what their health needs are to them. So, hence the community conversations. And you know, the way that funding works, we're set to have 12 for the year. This doesn't, at one organization, excuse me, this doesn't really work. I don't know where you folks are from, but this doesn't work in Cleveland. Cleveland's broken down into several neighborhoods that might, on an aerial shot, look the same, but are very different and very diverse from neighborhood to neighborhood. And I'm talking with a 6-block radius. So we knew that, and our partners told us from the very beginning, it's not going to work if we do them all at New Evolus with one organization, because everyone doesn't go there. You know, they don't like the person in charge, or they don't like their neighbor that goes there. So we're going to need to move around the neighborhoods. And our partner said, you can come to mine once, and you can go there once, and go there once, and then we'll have a better understanding of what the community in general is thinking. So we decided 3 conversations. So 3 different organizations that obviously had different populations that go there, different groups or cliques that tended to frequent these organizations, and then 1 report back session where we would straight act out everything that we heard and dispel any myths that we heard in the community. And I'll go into that more. So here we are. I'm going to put some folks on the spot if you don't mind, but I need to ask you, what does the word research mean to you? I'll give you like 30 seconds to let that sit. So what does the word research mean to you? So maybe I can call you Dr. Coleman. What does the word research mean to you?
Guinea pig.
Okay, guinea pig. Great response. Someone else? To you?
Inquiry.
Okay. And to you, sir? Fact-finding. Okay.
Gathering data and analysis.
Okay. Well, I think that we're obviously with an academic group. Because, I mean, these are the great definitions. But you can imagine. They're all great. We heard a wide range. Oftentimes, I'd say the most common ones was the internet or look stuff up. When people heard the word research, a lot of people said guinea pigs or things being so fresh. And thank you again for setting the history, but my uncle was a subject in Tuskegee. That's what it means to me. Or being used. In Cleveland, there are 5 large-scale institutions. And Cleveland's a small city. There's 400,000 people. And we have Case Western, the Cleveland Clinic, University Hospitals. So, I mean, guinea pigs was a prime response. The limited number of folks that live adjacent to these institutions with these tall walls are often used for studies without the give back or the input of the actual residents. So we asked what this means, and we acted out. So you see our troop here, some of the youth, so Tay Akeem and Sheree, I'll just give them a shout out, and then Justin and Amy, the two actors that came in. They both have a social work background, and were humble enough to learn a new approach and understand that this isn't your style. Whatever our partners tell us it's going to be, we have to listen to them. So they would often start off on always start with a song. They start with a song, Break 'em on down, break 'em on down, for these walls of research. And people were so thrown off by that, that then they'd start to share what research meant. So I just want to say quickly, I'm going to read this quote to you. This is from a pastor. We had a conversation at his church, and the week before that, there was a series of break-ins. In Cleveland, the main thing right now are catalytic converters to cut them off the car, and then copper break-ins, taking the copper piping from the house, and then a beating. So a grown man was attacked outside of his house. So everyone came to this conversation with, great, we have a place to talk about what's going on in our neighborhood. So that's to set the stage for this. He said, I don't think people knew what to expect when you first started, and they still try to gripe, but you were able to change the focus, and people began to think about their health. And with that, you heard a lot of issues about health and stress and some mental health issues. Changing the focus is a big deal for some folks, and this group was able to do that. Because you know when you go into somebody's neighborhood and tell them to eat healthy without talking about access to healthy foods, then you don't change the focus, and people turn you off, and they stop listening. So, and again, this is just another example of a conversation and different styles that we used. I'll go into this. This is fluid sculptures and fluid sculpting. So audience members would call something out, and the group would dance and try and form what it was. There was one where fast food was the issue because it seems to be the only restaurant in Cleveland. And so they have the fabric and they're stretching to feel like the fat and how they feel. Like, it's so good. I love the dollar menu. And then afterward, and they all fall down. I mean, this is all impromptu. Dance and singing and art. It's really amazing. So, example of playback theater. Forum theater. So Sheree here, she's elicited a response from the girl. These were teen girls, and I think that they were talking about issues of a single-parent family and what that means for health, and making it to appointments was some of the theme here. So Sheree calls out what she thinks she's hearing, something about the health of the mother. And the youth say, no, 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 no. So this provides them the opportunity, if the actor's not doing it right, to come up and do it better. This is what it looks like for me. Graphic facilitation is another approach that we use, where you actually draw what is happening in the room. Again, I can't do this. A person came in from Ohio State, where this is all she does on the campus, in the multicultural center, to have discussions about any tense subject, whatever that might be. And she draws what she's hearing in the room. So this was a report back where people were really feeling the partnership. You see, it's pretty happy looking. And then again, report back session here at a large church. So just a larger picture of the graphic facilitation for health. Time's okay? Okay, I'll talk quick. So the outcomes, what does all this mean? And this is huge too, being in a medical school, doing this type of work. They're like, what does this mean? How is this going to help us with clinical trials? But people want more. The report back session, one of the skits, very briefly, we kept hearing the community this thing, this myth in Cleveland about cancer, when the air hits it. When the air hits it, you're done. So don't participate in breast cancer research because, you know, they're going to give you those pills and then they're just going to want to open you up and then the air is going to hit it. So we acted out this skit. And it changes, it's a paradigm shift. It changes the perception of research and clinical trials and what it means for people of color. So people want more. We had over 180 participants, and every time, and when's the next one? Hey, my cousin can make this hip-hop song. You can incorporate this. My friend does this. 10% of the attendees signed up to become community researchers. So this is moving towards a community-based participatory research project. Six of the folks that signed up were trained and CREC certified. So if anyone's taken the NIH human, I'll say beings, I don't, human subject, human beings protection course, it's lengthy, it's dry. You're studying Belmont Report, IRB protocols. Out of these six, we had a range. We had one man that had never touched a computer before, which might sound really foreign to all of us, but never touched a computer, and passed his test with flying colors. So, I mean, people want more. They want to do something. Ethical challenge. So it's both listening and hearing the needs of the community at large. I can tell you, and I'm not trying to bash on med school folks, but bringing a lot of the physicians out from the school, they're, you know, bobbing the head and listening to the concerns, and they'll say something left field. So that was the ethical challenge for us as researchers, trying to incorporate the rest of the team and making sure they actually heard the need of the community. And a lot of things were structural, and they would scapegoat the answer because they don't feel that they could talk about structural or policy issues. Service delivery versus research. This is a nasty conundrum for any of us that do research in the community. After a presentation, someone comes up to me and says, "Yeah, thanks for the presentation. I need to go to a dentist. My tooth fell out." So as a researcher, that's not my role. But how do I balance that? So it's the constant follow-up. So at what point is it service delivery? And being flexible, establish meaningful roles. The cross-college flyers work sometimes, not in Cleveland, not in the neighborhoods in Cleveland, and language. Finding that setting, our actors were not bilingual, so we had a translator. Took a lot of time. People would lose focus. You act a skit, and then you have to translate it into Spanish. And then you have Spanish responses, and then telling the actors how to act it in Spanish. These are just examples of our flyers. So, thank you. So,
thank you. Thank you, Karen. The next group, could please come up. And hopefully we'll finish in time to, if there are questions that you have for either of our presenters, you'll be eligible to, at that time you'll be able to ask any questions. Do you all have?
Terry, you want to go?
Okay, well, they're having some dialogue as to who's going to go. Yeah, we flip a coin up. We have four presenters. Is that correct? It's three. Dr. Terry Mason, Dr. Stephen Martin, and Dr. Damon Arnold, all of which are from Chicago. Dr. Martin is from the Cook County. You're the director of the Cook County Department of Public Health. Dr. Terry Mason is the commissioner for the Chicago Department of Public Health, and Dr. Damon Arnold is the director of the Illinois Department of Public Health. Once again, Chicago is well represented. I'm from Chicago.
As we're getting set up, I think I'm going to say good afternoon, everyone. And